This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability in the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, when I think about how to address the climate crisis and the barriers that we face in tackling it, I'd immediately think about lack of awareness of the problem, perhaps, lack of awareness of the solutions, and often the cost barrier to avoiding things like solar panels. But it's now emerging that one of the most important hurdles that we need to overcome is our own mindset. Where do we get the bravery to face environmental problems that seem huge and scary? How do we learn about the problems that the world is facing without feeling simply overwhelmed? And how do we turn things like eco-anxiety into positive action? Well, it's something that my guests today, Kimberly Hare and Chantal Burns, have spent a long time thinking about, writing about, and helping other people with. And they are both running workshops at this year's St. Albans Sustainability Festival Expo so that you too can benefit from their skills. I spoke to Kimberly and Chantal, and they started by telling me a little bit about themselves.
Really good to be here. Kimberly Hare. I'm a community builder, a retreat facilitator, a coach and a writer. And like Chantal, I'm a co-founder of Heart Community Group. And we focus on building local community resilience and adaptation.
Okay. And Chantal, how about you?
Yeah. Hi, Amanda. Great to be with you. Yeah, I'm a psychological coach and specializing in emotional and psychological resilience and leadership and mental clarity. And yeah, as Kim said, co-founder of Heart Community Group and also something called the Conscious Leadership School, trying to change the paradigm of leadership so that we can just make better decisions and live with a bit more perspective in these difficult times.
So both of you are in the fantastic situation that you have got books which are currently available. Chantal, your book, Bulletproof, The Secret to Living a Fulfilling and Fearless Life. Could you tell us a little bit about that and how you think it might help us deal with the big environmental issues that we're facing at the moment?
Yes. So as you said, Bulletproof has just come out and is in the bookshops at the moment. And really what I'm trying to do is expose some of the myths and misunderstandings that we hold about our psychological and spiritual and emotional life, because those misunderstandings create a lot of mental noise and mental disturbance and are stopping us from thinking clearly, from taking right action, keeping us feeling very sort of individual and separate, and where we need to really sort of unite and connect and live a bit more fearlessly. That doesn't mean having no fear. It means being able to take right action in the face of any fear that we might be having. And also just how to bring more compassion and connection to these times, because it's probably never been more important for us to be able to reach out, connect, be compassionate with ourselves and with others so that we can navigate and steer through some of the very choppy waters that we are in and that we know are coming as well.
Indeed. And can you think of anybody in particular who you think would benefit from your book, Bulletproof?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much everyone. I can't think of anybody who wouldn't benefit. Let's put it like that. I mean, the book is not just aimed at people who are interested in the climate crisis. It's aimed at anyone who experiences difficult feelings, anyone who sometimes gets overwhelmed or feels powerless or is avoiding conversations because they're worried about how those conversations might go. It's for people who are feeling overwhelmed at work and don't feel like they have the capacity to think about some of the bigger, more existential issues. I certainly know that I've been in that place before where I think I just can't think about the big stuff. I'm just about managing to deal with the day to day. So it's really about how to find that capacity that's already there and how to reconnect with the innate resilience that we are born with, you know, that is in nature, that is the nature of nature, which is one of the things that I talk about quite a lot in the book. So in answer to your question, it's really for everyone.
Indeed. Well, it sounds like there's quite a lot about bravery in there. And certainly it kind of feels like we need more brave people in this world at the moment. So yes, that sounds very interesting. So Kimberly, you also have a book out at the moment. Yours is called At the Edge, What is Mine to Do and Who Can I Do It With? Can you tell us a bit about it and how it might help us deal with the huge environmental issues like the climate crisis?
Over the last 6 years or so, I've worked with hundreds of people who have woken up to what I call the meta crisis. So it's not even just limited, unfortunately, to climate and nature breakdown. There's a whole series of interconnected predicaments. And as people wake up to the seriousness of our situation, their dominant question is always, yes, but what can I do? And I'm a big believer that there's a difference between doing good work, which many people are doing, and your work. And the first can often result in kind of burnout and frustration and anger and despair when you're sort of doing it because you think you should or you think you must. When you really find what's yours, your unique thread to pick up, it imbues your life with incredible purpose, joy, and meaning. And you don't burn out because you're just delighted to get up each day and get on with it. So it's about helping people discover what is theirs to do. How can they tell a story with their life that they're proud to tell no matter what happens? It's that finding that sweet spot, if you like, between what the world most needs now and what their passions and skills and strengths are, and also what brings them the most meaning and joy. And the book goes way beyond the usual kind of mainstream recommendations about, you know, individual behavior change and recycling and getting a bamboo toothbrush, all that sort of thing, signing petitions or even activism and protest. I think this is a very profound and deep inquiry. And so there are kind of seven doorways that I introduce people to that they can go through. And at the end of those, going through those seven doorways, most people find a real passion for picking up their own unique thread.
Thank you, Kim. That sounds extremely interesting. So the two of you have both got workshops that you're running for this year's SustFest Expo. And I believe you're hoping that they'll complement each other and people will come to both. Let's start by hearing about your workshop, Chantal. Would you like to tell us a little bit about what you'll be doing there and who should come along, I suppose?
Yeah, thank you, Amanda. So, yeah, my workshop's called Bulletproof and it's about finding emotional freedom and resilience no matter what. And, you know, as Kim's already spoken to, as relevant to her book, you know, we're in unprecedented waters, a polycrisis, meta-crisis, however you might describe it, and a lot of interconnecting issues. And it can feel overwhelming. You know, I know for myself, I've had those, plenty of those moments. It can feel overwhelming and life can, you know, on the best of days, you know, it can feel unmanageable. And yet as humans, we do have a credible capacity for, you know, for insight, for courage, for compassion and for new thinking. And so in this workshop, I'm going to be exploring, there are seven myths of resilience that I'm going to be touching on. What are these myths and why do they really matter? What can we learn by uncovering some of the sort of untruths or misunderstandings that we innocently hold? There's also an aspect of positive thinking that I think is quite an interesting one, which is we're often told, you know, think positive and put a positive spin on things. But actually, there's something very powerful about being able to sit with all feelings and not try and kind of positive them away. I think that becomes part of the problem, actually. So we're going to talk about that a little bit, and how to be with and how to harness and use some of the more difficult emotions that we have. I'm also going to be exploring some of the thought traps that we fall into that stop us from having more courageous conversations. Because there are lots of, you know, tricky subjects now that we need to be able to talk about with our friends, with our family, with our kids, with each other, or in our business, in our workplaces, for example? How can we do that rather than sort of resist or avoid them and feel uncomfortable to the point that we don't have those conversations? Also navigating grief and loss. And also we're going to talk a bit about burnout and some of the actual benefits of burnout, which might sound strange because burnout's not a great place to be, but there are some benefits. So we're going to explore some of that. So yes, I'm hoping that through the course of, I think it's 90 minutes, exploring some of this, that people who are feeling, you know, maybe a bit frazzled or a bit overwhelmed, maybe there are some people who feel like they're close to burnout and just want to have a bit of a detox or reset, that they can come away and feel a bit recharged. And it's not going to be a typical, here are 10 things you can do to feel better. It's going to be a deep dive into understanding some fundamentals about mental life, which I think will be profoundly helpful.
Okay. And it sounds like they'll be very helpful for starters, you say, people with eco-anxiety, people with burnout, but also for all of us, really, because we have to, we do need to be able to talk about environmental issues. It's one of the most powerful things that we can do. And it sounds like it will be very helpful with that.
Yeah, absolutely. For navigating the feelings that are coming up around it, and also for navigating the kinds of conversations that we need to be having, and also to be able to, like Kim said, take action. While I don't explore necessarily what that action is, I'm paving the way, I hope, through our conversations for people to feel more able to step into whatever it is, you know, whatever action is that they feel aligned with, that they want to take. Absolutely, yeah.
Kim, let's talk now about your workshop that you're running. So again, it's taking the title of your book. Can you tell us what you will be covering and how we'll be working at your workshop?
Thank you. So it's only a 90-minute workshop. So of necessity, it's going to be a kind of an appetizer, really, rather than the whole thing. I generally do this work as part of a four-day retreat. Because as I said, it is a profound self-inquiry. So it's helping people start along that journey of asking themselves some very powerful questions about what is theirs to do. It involves, as Chantal says, learning to feel your feelings, all of them, even the ones you'd rather not feel. Very much as you said, Amanda, the courage to face uncertainty, to reconnect with nature, which is, of course, so healing and nurturing. To find your joy is so important, I think, to keep on every day connecting with joy. Finding your quiet as well. I meet so many people who are just so noisy in the head these days. It's almost a kind of, well, I think it is a pandemic. And it's very hard to hear that kind of gentle whisper of wisdom if there's also a, you know, brass band playing in your head at the same time. So helping people to get really quiet and listen. And then most importantly, finding the others, because we can't do this alone. As people often say in these times, if the train is rattling towards a cliff, you better make your way to the dining car, actually, and find other people. So it's a beginning of that journey, but I will be giving people all sorts of ways of inquiring in themselves so they go away with something that they can be working on. I'd also say, Amanda, it's probably not a workshop for everybody. I would say, you know, I'm delighted to welcome people, but I'm not going to be going through the whys and the evidence and the science. This is a workshop for people who've already discovered that. And as I say, have woken up to the full seriousness of the meta crisis. So if that puts people off who at the moment too scared or just can't look at that, then good.
So as you say, Kim, you're not going to be there persuading people that they need to be concerned about the environment or that they need to be taking action. It's for people who've already found that, but actually have gone a little bit further, eco-anxiety, not knowing what to do, not knowing what they can best do. So actually coping with what they already know that they should be worried about, and then using that to turn that into powerful action.
Yes, absolutely right. As I said before, I love this question. How can I tell a story with my life that I'm proud to tell no matter what. So it's not about making it conditional on a certain outcome. It's, this is the story I want to tell with my life. And it involves very often letting go of a whole load of other stories that we've all built up over our lives about even things like what a good life looks like. It's often a relinquishing of old stories as well, so that we have the agency and clarity and empowerment to step forward with courage into what is ours to do.
Okay. And could I just ask for both of you, it sounds like both of the workshops are very, very powerful workshops, and particularly for somebody who is in a position where they are suffering eco-anxiety. Now, I know a lot of young people are feeling this way. Will your workshops be suitable for people perhaps in their teens? Chantal, how about for your workshop, Bulletproof?
Yeah, I think it'll be appropriate for anyone from 12 upwards. I would say that if someone's under 18, that they probably would need to be accompanied by an adult or guardian of some description.
Okay. And how about you, Kimberly?
Well, it's interesting to me that on my four-day retreats, the youngest person I've had come along was 12, and the oldest was 92. So I love that diversity of age. And I think it so much depends on the person, obviously. So I think it's for people to choose. But I wouldn't let anybody in who was under 12.
Both workshops sound absolutely fascinating. And it sounds like there's a lot to help us and empower us to face the big environmental problems that we face. Thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about them today.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Both workshops are part of the SustFest Expo, a weekend of sustainability-themed talks, workshops and events at the St Albans Arena from Friday the 7th through to Sunday the 9th of June. Chantal's workshop, Bulletproof, Find Emotional Freedom and Resilience No Matter What, takes place on the 8th of June between 10 and 11.45. And in the afternoon between 1 and 2.30, Kimberly's workshop, What Is Mine to Do? Find details of both workshops and the Eventbrite links so that you can book on the events page of the Sustainable St Albans website. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.